Let's see. Today is March 22nd. Marky said, I want the little bitty cheese, the one that has this side and this side and this side, the one that has two sides and two sides. Not the big one, the little bitty one. He means he wants a little cube of the vashkevi. These little baby ones?
These little baby ones?
Oh, there they are. One, two. You said you wanted two.
Just one.
Just one? Okay.
Only one.
Marky has Ross's shoes
on. I wanted you to get out one to get to wash.
Oh, okay. It's right there. Well, one for you and one for Ross, or two for Ross? Then my hands were cold. You know why? These cheeses were cold because they were in the refrigerator. And he handed me a cheese and said, here, you take one and take the paper off it.
And eat it.
And eat it, right, and eat it. You ready? Put this little thing on the side.
Yeah.
And you pull it like this. Watch, Daddy.
Yeah.
All the way around. All the way around. You put that down there.
Yeah.
And oops, Daddy dropped it. And pull off the top. Like that.
All the way around.
And then you pull all the way around. About the bottom. And then that's it.
All the way around.
Mmm, nice. There you go. Like I said, these are yummy cheeses, but the big ones are yucky cheeses. And so Daddy is like every cheese, right?
Yeah.
That was like even the big yucky cheeses. Okay, here you go. Wait, use your hands on that. Okay, let's go. Let's make breakfast for Mommy, okay? So I'm going to wear Ross's shoes today. You know why? Because when I get home, I can take them off all by myself because these are easy to undo and these are easy to untie.
What?
Yeah?
I'm wearing Ross for a month. All you have to do is...
And when you want to put them on, all you have to do is stick them on.
Really? When you want to take them off, all you have to do is stick them off and then pull it right out, out of this thing that can move. This metal, this thing.
Yeah, the metal part, right?
Yeah.
Just pull right out of the metal latch.
Yeah, metal latch.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
But they make metal out of toy things for people. Kids, right?
Right.
Because if kids use glass things and they don't understand the words, they might get their foot cut, right?
Right.
Or their hand cut.
Right.
Or their head cut or something.
Right. Uh-huh.
A lot of things in the in this house can get broken, right?
Right.
Even glasses can get... Every glass in this world can get broken, right?
Right. Okay, now, time for...
Daddy?
Daddy has to go... Yeah, Daddy said right. Daddy has to go upstairs, okay? Daddy, I'm sorry you missed the breakfast, but I made another one. Don't eat the fish because that little fish is a pet. Is that silly fish? Okay, see our pet? Okay, here I go. I gotta catch some breakfast, okay? You gotta catch.
No, wait! You have to catch this. Wait, you have to catch all this.
All that breakfast, right?
And not when I take it all down.
Okay.
And there's no hooks on it. There are no hooks on it. I think that's his fish. I'm going to bump him out of the way. Wait, I'm going to bump that guy out of the way. There, bump. You know, I think that's fishing. Let me catch him. No, no, don't do it. Daddy has to do it. Okay, now here it comes. This is my toy fish, my pet fish. Put him over here. Is there anything I catch? Where's my blue fish? I was trying to explain to Marky that he didn't the shoes that he had on, Ross's, were not his size, and that I couldn't find his size in the store, and that's why I didn't buy them for him, and that we would buy them later when they came into the store. And he's saying, no, they're not. He was denying that they're the wrong size. He's
Ross,
saying,
you think Ross's are too big.
Mm-hmm. Right.
He has them on.
They're not too big. So anyway, he basically is denying my assumptions and also not following my reasoning. Since he denied my assumptions, I think you didn't care to follow the rest of the reasoning.
Well, yeah, you're denying his assumption too.
Right.
His assumption is that if he can walk around them,
then they're big enough for
they're
him.
They're fine.
Yeah.
And your assumption is the right size
is smaller.
Is smaller.
Those are too big.
Because Ross's size is bigger, therefore
yep.
You couldn't find his size.
Want to tell me one more story?
One more song.
Yeah, one more song like you did. Okay?
Well, I'm going to tell you something. One song you never heard.
Okay.
Babies, everything is... Everything beautiful is beautiful. Is beautiful. Sometimes boys go. And sometimes they go. And all the times they walk on a rocking chair. Mm-hmm. All the times. They eat stuff that they like. All the times they go places where the parents and the parents have to drive the car. And then we wish you a merry Christmas.
That's nice. I like your songs and stories. You have quite a variety.
No, it's only songs I know how to go.
Mm-hmm.
I know how to sing.
Know any more?
Yeah, I know a lot.
Tell me some more.
Well, I don't have to if I don't know.
Okay.
Sing me that story. I want to hear it.
I say, sister, you put all the things away. I had to put them in the closet. I said, all the things? And he said, no, not all the things, just some of the stuff I saw. Stupid old me. This is regarding his being asked to clean up his room. Marky's telling us what he says at school, his prayer. He says, for houses, strings, and the daily bread. Praise thy name, praise thy name, O Lord. M-A.
Right. Yeah. Everyone of your new houses, everyone have houses.
Okay.
And
well.
What about the strings?
And the strings are in their houses.
Mm-hmm. And what else do you praise him for?
I'll tell you another song.
Well, say that one again, because I'm not sure I heard it quite right.
I want to learn it. Teach it to Mommy and Dad.
I'll teach everyone of
Okay.
What's that?
Let me hear it again.
Like, I like it when you walk.
He's done. Marky's done. He's done.
Daddy, he wants a beautiful, he wants a temple, and he wants a beautiful.
He's obviously for it.
He wants a milk.
For
daily bread is in there.
For home and food and daily bread, we praise thy name, O Lord. Amen, is probably what it is. And he had it for
how? He
wants
my bread.
Yeah. Might be how? For house, for something strength and daily bread. Isn't it maybe for? Hunger, strength, and daily bread. Maybe I said strings or strength.
Uh-huh.
No, no, that's for our own thing. I'll have to find out what it really is. Yeah, for houses, strengths, and daily bread. He said this time instead of strings. Is for houses, strings, and daily bread, or houses, strength, and daily bread? Take our name, O Lord. Amen. How about for houses, strength, and daily bread, we praise thy name, O Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
I take
thy name, O Lord.
For houses, strength, and daily bread, there's another song.
Uh-huh.
He wants some pumps and goats. He wants something or another.
Amen. Mark is talking to Mother on the phone. He just picked up the phone and said, Hi, Mom, do you want to see what I did? Of course, she said, I can't see what you did on the phone. He said, Well, I'll tell you what I did. He said, Well, I made a big wall with my blocks.
No, not all of them. All of them. Not all of them.
She said, Did you use all the blocks? And he said, No, not all of them.
I only made, a building that fall down.
How many blocks high? Five.
Huh?
Five blocks high.
5 blocks high.
And 10 blocks wide.
And 10 blocks wide. Yeah. Yeah. And you know what? I wrapped that rope to there, and I jumped the garbage onto the rope. And you know what? That could be the place where the people climb up to the biggest step, and they go down to the little step. Talking funny in the front. Yeah. I made you talking funny. Okay. Yeah, you can talk back to Dad.
Isn't he cute? Yeah.
Yes.
floor, he said, you know what, one day me and Mom buy fish to eat. And I said, yuck, isn't that disgusting to buy fish?
The best thing that was disgusting.
Yep.
And Mommy said that it was a fish thing. That's
disgusting. Yep. Yep. Well, Mark?
What?
Is your daddy disgusting?
Huh?
Is your daddy disgusting?
No.
Why is the fish so disgusting?
No, they aren't.
No, they aren't.
But Jabba is.
Jabba really is, I know. Mm-hmm. Well, he said, can I go outside? Mommy said, yeah. And he said, why can I go outside? And he said, because it's warm and because there's no poison out there today. Right. There's no poison out there today, Mark. What kind of poison do we have?
I don't know what kind of poison we have.
Did we have poison yesterday?
We had poison one old day when we never went to school.
I remember that.
That's to say summer.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
One old day when we never went to school. In the summer when we weren't going to school. Yeah, I remember that.
When, poison was on the glass, right?
Oh, sure, there was poison all over.
The glass was poison then.
Marky said, can I be excused? And I said, okay. He said, I'll eat your egg. He said, if you like sausage, you can eat my sausage. And I said, okay. And he said, if you like milk, you can drink my milk. He said, only Happy World likes light. And I'm going to go downstairs because Happy World likes light. I had told him that I wanted him to come to bed with me, but he wanted to play with his blocks downstairs near the... in the hallway entrance rather than going to bed with me. Actually, he ended up coming downstairs and moving it out of the darkened hallway entrance into the dining room where there was light. Hey, Mom! Mark, you bring Happy World upstairs? And he said, I said, bring it upstairs where there's light.
And he said,
I know where I'll make Happy World. I said, in your room, right? He said, yeah. Happy World has to start all over again upstairs, right? Came up. He said, Daddy, you know where my secret is? And I said, what? He gave me a kiss. No, I'm going to go to bed. I'll see you later, Mark. Okay, see you in the morning, honey. Goodbye. Good night. Yes, Mark. Mark, he said, Happy World is still doing it. What he meant is that I'm still bringing up Happy World. I said, are you bringing up Happy World? He said, yeah, Happy World is still doing it. And then said, good name for Happy World, right? Isn't Happy World a good name? In other words, didn't I find a nice word for Happy World? And I guess the interesting thing about the Happy World is still doing it is that he could have said, I'm still working on Happy World, aren't I? He could have taken his own perspective, but instead he sort of tried to describe the movement of Happy World, which is his block setup.
Happy World in here.
Marky said, hey, I can bring Happy World in here. And I said, no, this is for Rough House in here. He said, yeah, I forgot, but only on the bed, Rough House, right? January 26th. He asked for some more syrup. And I said, is that nothing? He said, not that much. And I said, is that too much? He said, no, it's not too much. It's just a little tiny bit. You need more syrup, Mark?
Yeah.
Well, drink that first. Drink all that big lake of syrup.
I can't.
Why not?
Because I don't have to cut the pancake out.
Mm-hmm. You're supposed to cut the pancake out.
Cut it. I have to cut it.
Mm-hmm.
Take pieces. Just cut the little kind of pieces.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to have some pancakes.
Okay, now eat those little pieces. Marky yelled upstairs to Daddy, to Ross. He said, "Daddy, could you open the door? I'm standing to." And he said, "Standing next to."
I said that.
Yeah. And then Ross couldn't open it for him. So he yelled up to Daddy. He said, "Daddy, could you open the door that I am standing next to?" No. You want water turned on?
Yeah.
It's the bathroom door. He said, "Rossi, let's do our lessons. Rossi, let's get more practice how to do our lesson fights." What kind of, are these karate fights, Mark?
The world karate ones.
They are?
Mm-hmm.